upon an affirmative motion, or affirmative vote of at least two-thirds of the members that are present here today, and that is what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you, as the rules were written, they provide for the standard, how we conduct ourselves here on the floor, and in those cases where there is the ability to modify, to have a special exception, or to accept the present situation, this is, in fact, when that is happening. It very specifically says, notwithstanding other provisions of these rules, that other provision specifically would say, if you have a two-thirds affirmative vote to suspend the rules, you can suspend the rules. And that is what I would be asking you to do. And again, I would ask that you support the motion to suspend the rules to bring this out to the floor. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
There's no further debate. The motion before you is to suspend the rules. It needs 94 votes. The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Speaker.
Explain my vote, Mr. Speaker.
To explain his vote, the gentleman from Carroll.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a vote on a motion, but this is the vote on the issue if it stays the way that it is. And I think it's very important that I believe our constituents want us to weigh in on this. We're voting on a pay raise for future elected officials, but many of us in this body might be back. And I really believe this is the opportunity you have to make a statement and say, whether you want to vote favorably or not, we should have to put a vote on the board about this increase. So my vote is green, and I urge a green vote. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The lady from Hartford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill is not like any other bill. This, on the motion to get this bill out, it is important. Our citizens and taxpayers expect a vote on a pay raise. They expect this. This is good government. Bring this out. This is your vote on your pay raise.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady from Frederick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To explain my vote, I signed on to a resolution back in early February that many of my colleagues signed on to as well, and it did go to the House rules. I signed on to that because I was expected to sign on to that by my constituents who had started to ask me repeatedly what was happening. How is this process that some people outside of our world dictate what we get paid and what our increases are? That is obviously still in House rules, Mr. Speaker. So I was asked, and I worked with a couple of my colleagues here, and I signed on to this again. And I'm not exactly sure if I'll sign on to one tomorrow, but this is something that we are expected. And I did this out of the goodness of what my constituents think that we are doing down here. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
To explain his vote, the gentleman from Hartford.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know too much, but I know a week from today I'm going to be cleaning out my office and packing stuff up, and I'm going to go back to Bel Air. And they're going to ask me about a couple bills in Bel Air. They're going to ask me about the bathroom bill. They're going to ask me about the rain tax. And what they're going to do most is they're going to get in my face and say, did you vote for them pay raises for yourself? And I'm going to be able to say, I voted against that. And I think a lot of people here need to think about that. We got to answer to the people of Maryland, and that board is not responsive to how the voters of Maryland want us to vote. Thank you.
The gentleman from Anne Arundel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, it was suggested that this was a motion and should be treated like any other motion brought before the House, that this bill should be treated like any other bill brought before the House. But guess what? It's not like any other bill that comes before the House because it's about your pay. It's about how much you get paid. And that's what makes this bill different. I have to tell you, looking at this board, this just underscores the perception that many people have that legislators simply want to feather their nest. They're not even willing to bring their pay raise up to a vote in the light of day. And that's wrong. It should not be this way, Mr. Speaker. This is an appropriate motion. It's totally in accordance with the rules of the House. Don't delude yourself into thinking that the people are going to buy the notion that you're just following the rules. You can run, but you cannot hide on this vote. The people will know exactly what you're doing. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker. The gentleman from Coward.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to explain my green vote. I'm not sure how I would vote on the underlying issue, to be honest with you, Mr. Speaker. But I got to tell you, I have always stood on this floor for two things. One, my conscience, and two, integrity. I've never intentionally said anything that was misleading to this body. But today, I've heard that on this floor, on this motion, I believe. That's my opinion. That's why I'm voting green, because in my opinion, we should not say that the scope of a rule is so limited when a clear reading of the rule is not limited, and I refuse to be intimidated by that.
The gentleman from Prince George's.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm voting no on this, and I would vote no on the underlying motion. I remember a couple of years ago when we had a debate on a couple of bills, we were certain that we had gotten it wrong, or some of us were certain that we had gotten it wrong. And it was petitioned to the ballot, and all three initiatives were upheld. So what that tells me is this body has a firm handle on what its constituents want, that we know what we're doing. I don't believe it to be the issue that some of us believe it to be. And for that reason, I would encourage everyone to vote red.
To explain his vote, gentleman from Anne Arundel.
Thank you. Colleagues, we've had bills up there to increase the salary for state's attorneys, sheriffs, orphans court judges. We voted on all of them. But somehow, if there's going to be a salary increase for us, we hide behind a recommendation. My vote is green up there on this motion to bring it to the floor because our constituents want to hear from us, just like on all the other votes. We should not hide behind a process that was created so we don't be seen voting for a salary increase. We have so many constituents that are hurting, and they've had salary cuts. This economy has not turned around yet, especially not in Maryland. I think this is the wrong time, and I think it's wrong for us to hide. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Montgomery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Let's be clear about something. This process, this procedure that we are following, it's not in our rule book. It's in the state constitution. It was put in the state constitution by vote and ratification of the people of Maryland. They approved this process. They wanted us to follow this process so we wouldn't have to vote on our own salaries, that somebody else outside of the legislature can make that decision. And for that reason, I have a red vote up on there to ratify the decision of the people of Maryland and the choice they made. Thank you.
The gentleman from the Eastern Shore.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I, too, stand to ratify and stand with the people of Maryland. As a mayor, I actually champion, working over issues regarding salary for the mayor and council in Pocomoke City, which were grossly under what they should have been. They weren't representative of the work that was being done. I have no trouble seeing this debated and the people that want to do it say yes or the people that don't believe it should be done to say no. But the rules exist as a backdrop and a safety net against any tyranny of any majority in the House or in the Senate. And today, that's what it exists for. And it is not hiding behind the Constitution to simply ask that we vote on an issue that's going to impact everyone in this body, and it's going to impact future generations as well. It's going to impact the pensions of everybody that's ever been in the House of Delegates. It's drawing a pension. And it is a budget issue because you didn't fund it. There's nothing in there to fund it. There's no mention of it in the budget. It's going to be taken care of out of the scraps that fall off the other plates. If you're going to do this, then do it right. Put the money out there and let people know what's going on. Truly, a green vote says that we want a chance to debate it and we want a chance to either reject it or accept it. But it means that we're willing to stand up and say we either deserve it or we don't. But we're not going to hide behind rules or committees when we know daggone well we've sat in here and heard bills that have been brought to this floor and moved quickly over to committees simply because they were a bond bill or some other type of spending. And we didn't hesitate to do that. There's no reason not to hear this out and to be heard on this floor and for us to vote accordingly. I'm not afraid of voting accordingly one way or the other, but just to defend how you believe and what you believe in. And right now, I believe in the rules because that's the only hope that we have in this place.
Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from
Thank you, Mr.
Maryland
Speaker. Friends of the House, there's two things to this. A green vote to debate this is not necessarily to reject the pay only, because if you reject the commission's suggestions completely, remember what that means. We would stay then at 5% contribution towards our pensions instead of 7%. So there are two prongs to this thing that you should consider. It's not just about the pay, but the commission also is saying that we should contribute more to our pensions, what I think a lot of people here would agree with. So a debate on this is not simply about the pay. It is also about should we be in line with the employees of the state and should we be contributing more. In fact, our benefits are still much richer than them. I would go further and say ours should be the same as the state employees. But at least remember, an idea and my support to debate this is to say it's two-sided. It is not just compensation, but it is also to say that we should be contributing the 7% that the employees are, and I'd like us to be able to consider that. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady, maker of the motion, to explain her vote.
Thank you, sir. Let me just correct one thing that was said by my colleague on the House floor. You all did take, those of you who were here in 2010, did debate this issue and did take a vote on this issue. So to suggest that the Constitution has somehow or another rid you of the responsibility to look at this House resolution as you would any other bill or any other motion would actually be factually incorrect. In 2010, the General Assembly did take on this issue, and in 2010, the General Assembly did reject the determinations and the decisions that were made by the Salary Compensation Commission. So, yes, the Commission and the Constitution provides that opportunity to have an independent body take a look and make recommendations, but the Constitution does not take away your responsibility to take an active role in voting how you feel you should vote based on your constituency and the communications and your feelings on your own package. But the motion to suspend the rule allows you to do exactly what you were allowed to do and what you willingly did in 2010. Now, I know coming in as a freshman delegate, there were 36 of us that came in 2010. And in 2010, as we started our session in 2011, we certainly didn't have that opportunity not being here. But you did have that opportunity to make a decision to vote on a resolution, and that's simply all that I'm asking you to do at this point. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
The gentlelady from Montgomery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To explain my green vote, I would like for us to have an opportunity to debate the underlying bill in this chamber, and I would love to stand up and defend why I believe my colleagues do deserve a raise in the next legislative sessions. But I also believe that it would be an appropriate time for us to tie that increase or movement on this legislation to whether or not we're going to pass a minimum wage increase this legislative session. Until or unless we can know that the lowest income voters in our state are able to move forward with a wage increase that, while it's passed this body, is still waiting to be heard in the final days of this legislative session in the Senate, I would be very much okay with tying and using this underlying bill as leverage to make sure that we get a minimum wage increase in this legislative session. But I also want to make it clear that my green vote in no way is to suggest that I do not believe my colleagues deserve a raise the next go around. I would be just as happy to make the case on why the underlying bill should eventually be rejected. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.